Join host Laura Brown as she introduces life-changing intuitive tools, live on-the-air intuitive tarot readings, guided energy work to help you align with your highest good, and inspiring conversations. Each show blends Laura's natural psychic gifts with her traditional training as a counselor and coach to provide you with a down-to-earth approach to living your most aligned, most inspired, and most elevated life. So grab your drink of choice, sit back, relax, and join us for another episode of Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Here is your host, Laura Brown.
Hello, 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 and welcome. You're listening to Intuitive Alchemy Radio, the home or your home for inspiring conversations and the intuitive tools that can and will change your life. I am your host, Laura Brown, and I'm so happy to be back with you this week. I had to take a little sabbatical last Wednesday due to feeling a little under the weather. So I do hope that you enjoyed the encore of Carrie Hummingbird's interview. It was such a fun interview for me to do, and I hope that all of you found it equally as uplifting and inspiring and fun as I did. I am going to be replaying Bridget Esselmont's interview, or not replaying rather, but launching her interview sometime in October. As if you paid attention to the schedule, you know that Bridget Esselmont of Bitty Tarot was due to be on the show last week, but we've pushed her show into October. So going with the flow of the energy and swimming that tide. And speaking of swimming that tide, we are here now officially in the throes of autumn. We welcomed the autumnal equinox on the 23rd and ushered in another turning of the wheel. There has been such a portal that has been opened with this particular transit. There is a feeling of just utter relaxation and peace, even as we are feeling the energetic upgrades coming through. There has been so much that has been filtering down and through us. It has been kind of cracked open is the best way that I can describe how it comes across for me. And this equinox, this turning of the wheel, we move now from the vitality, the activity, the bustle, the heat, and the outward expression of the spring and the summer. And we move now into a much stiller, a much calmer, a much more inward type of energy. And it's going to be one from what I can tell, even just what I have seen when I was looking into the transmission and the energy around the new moon that we're discussing today in Libra, taking place on the 28th. And also when I began exploring the energy of the October, transmission that we will be getting into the first show in October, we're seeing that even as there is an upgrade, a sense of release, a sense of unfolding, there's still this very, very peaceful component to the energy, albeit with some tension, of course, which I'll talk a little bit more in the October transmission. But the feeling for me is that this equinox and moving into this new phase of energy is that we are really kind of coming into a period of reset and renew and release. There's such a powerful prefix of re, which makes a little bit of sense since Mercury will be going into her retrograde on Halloween. But before I get too far ahead of myself there, what we want to really focus on with the turning of the wheel is that as much as it's still, as much as it's not as outwardly active, as much as it is relaxing to a degree, it is also very much a very active inward time. there is this sense that we are really coming into a space where we are pushing ourselves on that internal level to really examine, you know, to kind of, I likened it to going through a house that you're considering buying. And you're trying to visualize what these blank walls and this blank space, how you can put it together, what it could look like, where your most treasured possessions could be placed to make this potential new home uniquely yours. That's very much the energy that I'm feeling with the autumnal equinox, and that sense of just here we are really beginning to feel the release, feeling the cracking open of that energy, and it's taking us into a space where now we get to settle in. We get to explore some of those inner halls. And so it's a very active energy, even while it does somewhat have less showmanship to it, because it's going to be the work that you're doing on that internal that so very few people see. And so the equinox taking place now with the Libra new moon, which is going to take place on the 28th, and it is considered a super moon in the sense that its proximity to us is greater. So basically we feel in essence that its effects are taking place a bit more strongly, emotionally, as well as in terms of what we're seeing around us. It also happens to fall on the same day that Saturn aligns directly over the South Node, as well as the healing, the very bone deep healing asteroid Chiron. So this is really telling me that this new moon is going to bring in an element of tension and discord, maybe a little upheaval, but it's all designed for growth. You know, whenever you have Saturn at play, for those of you who aren't, you know, super into astrology or knowledgeable in astrology, whenever we have Saturn in play, what we are finding is that there are limits, there are parameters, there are very defined sort of rules, if you will, that are presiding over us in some way, shape, or form. And so when we are experiencing those limitations, we are forced to get creative. We are forced to really implement some structure and some order to our life so that we can abide by the rules to a certain degree, so that we can work within our parameters, so that we can begin to explore how we react to these, you know, somewhat restrictive, you know, qualities being placed upon us. What does our reaction have to show us, to teach us? That's really where Saturn comes into play, especially when it's working heel to heel with Chiron. Now, Chiron tells us more about where our most potent medicine in healing is based upon the wounds in which we have gone through, encountered, and experienced in this lifetime. And so when you have these two planets working together alongside this super new moon, what we are feeling is this sense that for anything that's coming up, for any challenge, any obstacle, any upheaval, our lesson and our deepest medicine is going to be found in the spaces where we can begin to ask ourselves, what do I need to learn from this experience? What is trying to make its way known to me? What am I clenching to? Where am I fighting? What am I really resisting? Where these rules or these structures or these limitations and some of this wounding is taking place? Because make no mistake, especially with Libra and Saturn and Chiron all working hand in hand, anything that comes to the surface, especially that which is coming to the surface, and this is going to play out for many, many, many of us. I can feel it very strongly that anything that is coming to the surface that we felt like we had already dealt with, we had already tackled it, we had already healed it, we had buttoned that up and, you know, said goodbye and sent it on its way. And here again it is, Here again, it is rearing its head. We're feeling its draw. We're responding in, you know, predictable, similar patterns, rather than our moving into a space of frustration and resistance and kind of like a kid having a tantrum is what it feels like to me. We're being encouraged in order to get that very, very deep medicine to instead see these as portals, as opportunities for our growth. Things are being dredged back up to the surface so that we have an opportunity to heal a little bit more, to dredge up a little bit of that sediment that has just kind of been lying dormant within our subconscious, and we can bring it to the forefront, we can bring it to the light, we can nurture it, we can show it our time, energy, and attention so that we can release it. And that's really the only true way to release and to heal these facets of ourselves, these facets of our wounds, is by holding space for and with them. When we resist, when we push things into a shadow space, when we try to change it or recharacterize it, that is actually when we are feeding it. That is actually when we are really doing ourselves a disservice, because rather than relinquishing its hold on us, we're strengthening it. So the Libra new moon also is an opportunity for balance. And that was one of the really, really big themes that was coming into play as I was exploring its energy. And like I had mentioned at the top of the hour, a cycle of release and reset is certainly before us. And while we are in that space, we really need to focus on how can we approach all of what is transpiring within and around us from a place of balance. How can we embrace the sometimes tense and difficult energies, the very transformative energies, while also bringing and making space for a little levity, a little bit of fun, a little bit of pleasure. There is a need as we enter the portal of this Libra new moon to pay close attention to any area within which we are not in balance, especially when it comes to how we are interacting with the stimuli around us. How are we reacting as opposed to responding? Where are we giving too much to something and meanwhile too little to everything else? The idea of balance can be a little here or there for so many of us. It's a very nebulous concept. There's not any real barometer through which we can measure if we're in or out of balance. Sometimes we have to really, really take a step back and move into a space of awareness and contemplation to even see or sense or feel where an imbalance may be present. We have to be open to the signs and symbols, some of which are very subtle, around us, in order to get an idea of whether we're in or out of balance. And that's okay. The thing about balance and how I approach balance is that it's not so much a destination as it is a very beautiful, graceful, and sometimes not so graceful dance. We're moving with the flow of energy. We're moving with the tides that surround us. We are moving with the good and the bad, the sweet and the sorrow, the have and the have not, so that we can always maintain a state of balance within ourselves. Because let's be honest, the external of our life is never going to truly, truly be in a full and complete state of balance. There's always going to be things that are in flux, that are out of alignment. But if we can see balance more as an internal dance, more of a relationship of give and take between how we see and perceive and interact with the stimuli around us, what we find is that we can roll with the tides of that energy without feeling like we're being taken under by it. And that, to me, is very much the idea, the concept, the rhythm around this dance of balance, around this energy of balance. And this is also going to be very, very prescient when it comes to our relationships. Now, Libra is ruled by the sign of Venus. Now, Venus is the sign of beauty, love, sensuality. Our relationships are, you know, are very, you know, romantic and intimate entanglements. It's all about our attraction and our generation. But it's also at times going to highlight a lot of where there may be a sense of imbalance or a need to restore balance within some of our most foundational relationships. And we're going to actually get into a little bit more on that in the next segment of the show. Right now, we're going to head on over into a short commercial break, so please stay right with us.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. I am Laura Brown, host of Intuitive Alchemy Radio, and I am so glad to have you with us today. Today, we are unpacking the energy of the Libra New Moon taking place on September 28th. We are talking right now specifically about the concept of balance. And in this case, we're moving into the reminder, or rather the space of the way in which balance can impact and otherwise be present or not present in our romantic relationships. I'm specifically feeling drawn towards talking about the romantic component to this. However, Venus and Libra and this energy doesn't have to be exclusive to romantic relationships. So I do want to make that clear that all of our relationships, be them our platonic relationships, our familial relationships, our coworkers, et cetera, all of them are potentially, going to be influenced by this energy. But I specifically have been feeling very, very drawn for our listeners today to highlight more about the concept of balance around our romantic relationships. Venus, number one, is going to, this is something else that somebody needs to hear that is listening. It's coming through to my guides, so pardon me being tangential for a moment. Venus also has a tendency to draw to us influential, high-powered, or otherwise impactful female relationships into our life. And so those of you who this resonates with, be on the lookout for those female people, relationships, et cetera, influences that are going to play a pivotal role as we are in this new moon cycle, that may very well help us with sort of pushing something over the edge in terms of where we're going, what we're creating, and how we are accomplishing that. That being said, back to what I was talking about, relationally speaking, this is a transit that can very much highlight where there are imbalances or a need to restore balance in our romantic relationships. There is this sense that our relationships are, we're kind of moving into a space where we will be benefited by seeing our relationships for what they are on a spiritual level, which is basically our portals for growth and evolution. There's always going to be, no matter how long or short a relationship may be, a lesson, a pivotal sort of imparting of something, energy, experience, et cetera, emotion, that is aiding our evolution, that is something we are meant to receive, to go through, et cetera. And our long-term relationships, romantically speaking, this is even more so relevant. There's always this sense that our relationships are portals for growth. So if we are experiencing a highlight of the tension in our relationships, the conflict in our relationships, the inequality in our relationships, it's not a sign necessarily that the relationship is in danger, that it's, you know, threatened in any real way. It's just, again, if we move into seeing them as portals for growth and evolution, we find ourselves able to better interact with that revelation from a standpoint of, where can I learn from this? What is the message for me in this? Where can I restore balance? How can I bring things to a place of greater and deeper equilibrium within my relationship? For some of you who may find themselves on the other side of that coin, and I do feel that there will be some of us who are, the realization may be that our relationship has potentially been in a lack of balance for quite some time. And we may really struggle with that awareness and with the question of, well, what then? How do I fix this? How do I make it better? What do I do? There may not be a clear-cut answer. For some of us, the answer may be that we're not meant to do anything other than to acknowledge that this lack of imbalance maybe has tipped the scales too far in you know, a direction that doesn't serve us and is not for our highest and best. Obviously, this is something that only you, the listener, can truly evaluate and discover and decide whether that is, you know, where you fall in that spectrum. Those who don't and who are not ready, perhaps, to consider that, it's more a portal and opportunity for us to then begin to move into a space of trying something new. How can we try to establish a new normal within our relationship? How can we maybe have a very intimate, very open, very heartfelt dialogue with our partners so that we can potentially start over again? And do so with the theme of balance for all being very much at the top of that list of, you know, where we're leading from. The other avenue of balance that I want to talk about today before we do a little bit of guided energy work is the idea of balancing, seeing life through our human eyes and our divine eyes. If you have been a listener of this show over the course of the last 2 months, if you have been, you know, a follower of mine over on Instagram or a client of mine, you know that I very much help all of those that I interact with to come back into the remembrance of who they really are, which is far more than your human experience. And when we are living very firmly rooted and very predominantly in our human eyes, as many, many, many of us are, all of us are to some degree, some of us more so than others, what happens is that we are very bound then by the limitations of that human experience. We see things very linearly. We see things very black and white. We are very much, you know, cut off, not in the true sense, as though it's no longer accessible to us, but we have made it inaccessible to access that which exists beyond or that which exceeds our human experience. And so consequently, our intuition, our capacity for effortless manifestation, our ability to receive and interact, the wisdom of and interact with our guides, all of this can feel not only completely inaccessible, but also incredibly, you know, unfounded and unheard of. And, you know, it can feel to us as though it has no merit. So this concept, finally, of balance is very, very important through the lens of acknowledging that we are more than this human earth suit. That we are the very divinity that we oftentimes call to and appeal to that is outside of us. We are always connected to that. When we come into this earth, we do so in full awareness of this. The first several years of our life, we remain in awareness of this. Children are so sweetly and innocently and divinely aware of their divinity so beautifully. And it is as we get further and further from that present timeline of origin that we become more conditioned and inundated by our human experience, losing sight of our divine experience, losing sight of our divinity, of our power, of our magic, and of the miraculous, serendipitous, beautiful things we can make reality in this life. What happens when we live in a balance or a more balanced state between our human eyes, as I call them, and our divine eyes, which just really is being in touch with seeing and perceiving this experience both through our humanness as well as through our divinity? When we're in that state of balance between those two parts of ourselves, we find that we do not struggle as much with many of the human constructs and templates that cause us so much pain and anguish and challenge in this experience. We also find that we are so much open and capable of seeing and acknowledging the beautiful and miraculous little goddess winks, as I call them, little universal cosmic winks, that our guides and our cosmic light family are always providing us, always. And a lot of times we will see it in numerical patterns, in certain words that keep popping up for us, in themes that are popping up for us. We'll notice our ears shifting frequency or ringing, and that's there letting us know we're here. And if we're not in a semi-state of balance, and again, it's very, very, very much an organic process that quite literally shifts, you know, from the morning, noon, and evening. We will float in and out of balance between these parts of ourselves. Unless we're totally cut off to our divinity, in which case we stay really firmly rooted in our humanness. But I digress. But when we're in that state of equilibrium, we are able so much more easily to see and to sense and to feel and to acknowledge those little cosmic winks that our cosmic light family is there. And we're able to remember that because the divinity we've long appealed to outside of us is actually within us, that we are it, we are then to move into a space where we begin to influence the change we desire to see in our life. And that is really with this new moon. Now, new moons are, you know, you take everything else out of the equation, the signs, the other influences and transits, and you just look at what a new moon is. It is a portal for opportunity. It is a portal for closing down one chapter and beginning another. And so it's an opportunity that is very appropriate for us to begin establishing, you know, new order, new structure, to build something new in our life, to reinvent ourselves, to reinvent our careers, to start a new career, to begin a new relationship, whatever it may be. The new moon is the most prescient and powerful time by which we can really work with the tides of energy at our I don't want to say disposal because we work with them, but at our lend, if you will, to really see whatever newness we want to bring into our experience, whatever fresh energy we want to inject into our experience, The new moon is the opportunity for us to do that. And what better way this new moon to truly see something take shape and to take launch in your life than to do so with a highlight and emphasis of being in balance between your humanness and your divinity, so that you are able to step into a space where it's not about asking for just enough. It's not about thinking small. It's not about, you know, hoping that anything new we want to see take shape in our life will do so. But rather, when we're in equilibrium between those halves of ourselves, we have access to the divinity that reminds us that if we really truly want it to take shape, it doesn't matter how improbable or impossible it may seem. It doesn't matter the steps or how far we may be from its reality right here, right now. It can be done. It can be done. And when we make the commitment, when we make and aspire to that space of seeing it reality, seeing it real, seeing it tangible, then the universe and the divinity, both within and all around us, rises up to make it so. Rises up to align things so perfectly, even more perfectly than we could have ever imagined. There is this sense of things unfolding and people and experiences sort of falling from the rafters that allows us to miraculously scale any obstacle in our way, any challenge that we face, any improbability that we allowed to keep us from this space of doing all of it. We find ourselves so sublimely in a space where everything that we need to make this new thing, whatever new, fresh structure you want to bring into your experience, a reality. We are able to see it happen so very, very miraculously. And that is really, when we look at the concept of balance, I could go on for days about where this can apply. But where it is most important, I feel, is to step back away from the specificness of it all, if that's even a word, it is for today. We want to step back from the specificness of it all, and we want to realize that it doesn't matter what newness we want to bring into our life now or ever. There's no better foundation upon which to establish that newness than when we are in balance between our humanness and our divinity. And when we are in balance of perceiving and interacting with the world through both our human eyes and our divine eyes, it doesn't matter what it is that we want to establish, we will do so beautifully. And so the energy work that we are going to be moving into in the last portion of the show is going to be a very quick but very, very powerful energy working that allows us to flush those channels. Number one, of energy within us to just clear away any templates of obstruction or blockages that have cut us off from or otherwise made it feel that our divinity was inaccessible to us. And then it is reestablishing the template and the grid structure around each and every one of us for connection with that divinity. So wherever you happen to be listening to this, whether it is before the new moon live, whether it is after, during, it doesn't matter. This is still medicine for you. And no matter where you are in the world, no matter when you are listening to this, energy transcends time, space, and dimension. So you will be the recipient of this space. You will be the recipient of this energy, regardless of when you listen or how, you know, whether it's alive or not. And certainly, regardless of whether we are face-to-face or not, you will probably want to listen to it, even if it means listening to it more astutely, when you have a bit of quiet space, when you are not driving, for instance, because I will prompt you to close your eyes, and there can sometimes be some equilibrium where this reset and this energy work is concerned. But by all means, if you don't have the ability to close your eyes, if it's not in your realm right now to enter into that space, of being able to accept this energy, know that it's being held for you. Know that it is being held so that whether you listen to it later or before you go to bed, you quietly call for your guides to release that energy work for your receiving in the dream space. It will be received. It will be available to you. If you are listening live and you're able to enter the space before we head off to break, just make sure you have an opportunity for non-distraction insofar as you can. A nice, comfortable place to be seated or to repose, to lie down. And we will be getting started as soon as we come back from this break. So please stay with us.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head-on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to move into a space of reconnecting with the divinity within. So if you are not already, I strongly encourage you to find a comfortable seated or lying down position and to begin deepening your breath in through your nose, allowing your belly to expand so sweetly and so fully, and out through your mouth, exhaling to completion. Each inhalation doing what it is meant to do, to clear space, to dislodge anything stuck or stagnant, so that each and every exhalation is a sublime release. And pay attention to how your body is feeling. Feel it growing heavier and heavier and heavier. Feel the muscles moving away from the bones until you feel as though you're just sinking deeper and deeper into this space. And visualize now a cord traveling from your tailbone down, 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 weaving its way through anything that exists between it and the earth beneath it, like butter, effortlessly moving through rock, sediment, clay, cement, the water table, moving down, 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 and connecting to the brilliant, luminous light at Pachamama's core. And see, sense, or feel now this beautiful, almost translucent, brilliant energy speckled with the most beautiful emerald green weaving its way up of this cord, moving up, 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 filling the space of your root chakra, reconnecting you to your capacity for stability and security, knowing that you belong at all times and in all spaces, and removing any templates around insecurity, around false narratives of self, around rejection. And feeling that energy moving up, up, up into your sacral chakra, expanding your capacity to receive and give pleasure, allowing you to tap into the wellspring of creative inspiration that is always available to you, and dismantling any templates that exist around pleasure, creativity, any structures or plugins that have been blocking you or keeping you from accessing the inner wisdom and expression of your unique creative gifts. And this energy moving up, up, up into the solar plexus and expanding your capacity for feeling such deep connection to your will, to your power, the inner knowing that you at all times and all spaces, irrespective of where you've been or what you've gone through, can influence so strongly any change you desire to see for yourself in your life. And feeling that energy now moving up into the heart, expanding the space, allowing for any dismantling of templates around wounding, especially that of an ancestral lineage component, removing any grid structures and templates around past life woundings and cell memory structures, those wounds that we perhaps re-traumatize in this current time, space, and dimension. And we open up this space so that we can give and we can receive love so completely and fully, walls down, allowing, allowing, allowing. And now feeling as that energy moves up into our throats, expanding this energy sector, allowing ourselves to know our wisdom, our truth is so incredibly needed, that anything we feel needs expressing is valid and is needed and deserves to be heard, that you deserve to be heard. And feeling this energy now pushing up, up into your third eye chakra, moving into the space, connecting you as is for your highest and best to the oracle and the templates of the I Am Presence, as well as the all-seeing eye. Again, calibrating this energy sector for your highest and best, what is good for you right here, right now. Expanding your capacity to access your inner wisdom, for accessing the divinity within you that knows what the right choice is, that knows what the right steps are, that is available to guide you at all times and in all ways, always. And feeling that energy moving up into and out of the crown, expanding now into a thread that once again is moving up, 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 through galactic portals, through galaxies, and tapping in with the I Am Presence. We call upon the I Am Presence to now facilitate a deep golden energy flush allowing this golden torrential downpour of energy to travel down, 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 cascading over, around, and within us. Like standing underneath the pouring rain and feeling utterly soaked to the bone with this energy as it moves its way down, around, and within us. Cleansing out the energetic meridians and channels, activating our grid structure and aligning it for our highest and best. Pushing out and cleansing, dismantling and collapsing any other grid structures, templates, plugins from this timeline or others that have not been specifically addressed but would be best served collapsed. Feeling this energy moving through also our physical bodies, feeling it moving through, much like the blood in our veins, moving all around, revitalizing our organs, activating our brains, filling the spaces of our eyes so that they glow and shine even brighter. Feeling this energy move into the spaces where we hold the most stress and tension, feeling it dissolve and move away and completely, completely just crumble, relaxing the muscles sometimes for the first time in a long time. Feeling that flush of energy moving into our pelvis, moving into our legs, moving into and out of our feet, flushing completely, the energy moving in this beautiful cycle, almost like the number 8, in through our crown, around and within, out our feet, and winding its way back again to our crown, this beautiful, incredibly potent, very thorough golden flush. Clearing out templates and structures around our past lives, cleansing our very DNA of any ancestral lineage that has us repeating trauma, wound, past patterns that are not even ours to claim. Insofar as that it is for our highest and best, we call upon this golden flush to also remove these templates and structures. We feel this tingling sensation, especially around our elbows and our forearms, of energy just moving through, knowing precisely where to go, both physically and energetically, filling the spaces of any holes, rips, or tears that exist in the energetic morphogenic field. Feeling, seeing, sensing. This golden flush of energy allows our natural golden luminescence to shine so bright. And we call now for our team to please activate the I Am presence within each and every individual listening who is ready and for whom it is their highest and best. We call upon you to activate the divine structure within, to connect each and every listener who should so need it or want it, and for whom it is their highest and best, with their divinity. Awakening this long latent energy and remembrance within each and every one of us who are ready and are willing. Tapping us into and activating our capacity for effortless manifestation, connecting us to our generative, restorative energy and power to influence change in the highest and most profound ways in our life. connecting us to the I Am Presence and wrapping in the golden alchemy wrap any false light, false templates, or other constructs that are no longer serving us, that are in fact potentially keeping us held small in a place of fear and a paradigm of I can't. We wrap these structures and we remove them from our field. And with this connection to our divinity, we can feel the awakening within us, almost as though we can visualize, semi-transposed upon us, a version of ourselves that perhaps is just slightly different. Maybe this version of us radiates a particular color, maybe a particular type of feeling is in the energy. And as we simply have this awareness of this divine self activated and present and fully awake within us, we simply speak and acknowledge the gratitude that we have for our cosmic light family and our entire cosmic team who facilitated this activation and cleansing, who held space for us today, and who are available to us at any time that we should call upon them and ask for their assistance. And as the energy begins to settle and we notice that the golden energy begins to move back up, connecting to the I Am Presence, as well as that earth emerald energy begins to recede back down the cord and back returning to Pachamama, we simply take a few very, very slow, deep cleansing and grounding breaths. Maybe even allowing an audible sound with the exhalation to further ground this energy within our 3D being. And as we begin to become more and more present of this moment, of this time, space, and dimension, we feel the heaviness of our body. We feel how sweetly we were allowed to let go. We begin to yawn awake our bodies, rolling out our ankles, our wrists, stretching any limbs that feel called for stretching. Yawning maybe even physically as we notice there's still a little bit of energy that may be trying to release itself. And you can return to a seated, fully alert position or simply remain in the position you are as you complete this journey with us and listen to the sound of my voice. It is entirely up to you. A little aftercare with this particular energy work is that it can be a bit discombobulating. So if you feel a little energy drunk, as I call it, a little off balance, a little giddy, a little like you've had a glass or two too much of wine, know that it will acclimate, it will settle, it will relax. If you have any issues with energy levels, whether it is feeling super wired or not wired enough, honor simply where you are at. Nap when you need to. Get your body moving when you feel restless. Everybody interprets this energy and has it settle within them in a very unique, beautiful way. So it's not about judging or characterizing. It is simply about honoring and acknowledging what is for you. You will experience some crazy dreams, potentially. I always notice that my dreams are a bit more prophetic, a bit more like messages. So keep a journal by your bed. And that will complete our show for today. I hope that this energy work serves you. I hope that this new moon opens the way for you to have any new beginning that you aspire for in your life, because you Yes, you. You deserve it more and more and more. And I hope you know that. We will be back again here soon, next Wednesday. Until then, I hope you have a very delightful week and weekend. Allow the tide of energies that is circulating to sweep you away so beautifully. Goodbye for now.